إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد، الله سبحانه وتعالى إن سورة الأنبياء الله سبحانه وتعالى said اقترب للناس حسابهم وهم في غفلة معرضون. Allah said that the day of judgment, the day of resurrection, the day of hisab is drawing close to mankind, but they are playing, they are engaged in activities which have no value, that they are engaged in play. My brothers and sisters, I remind myself and you that we get reminders of this every single day of our lives. In one way or the other, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us that we have to go to Him. Allah reminds us that this dunya is, this life Allah gave us for a serious purpose, and that purpose is to please Him. That purpose is to fulfill the reason that He sent us into this world for, which is to introduce Him to His creatures, which is to make this world a better place to be in, which is to help our neighbors, which is to spread the goodness of Islam all around us. The world did not, we didn't come into this world to spend our time in play, in pointless and useless activities. Now, the point is that doesn't mean that, you know, one shouldn't enjoy oneself. The question is, you enjoy yourself doing what? The people who are engaged, I mean, if you look at, you know, even without religion in it, if you just take anyone who excelled in whatever they did, they excelled only and only because they were passionate about that thing, and then they enjoyed doing it. Nobody excels in something that they are doing under duress. What do you think was the most enjoyable thing for Albert Einstein? Right? Mathematical equations, working on theories of physics. What would be the most enjoyable thing for a research scientist to be working in the area of his or her research? Right? What is the most enjoyable thing for anyone who is engaged in any developmental activity? No matter how difficult that activity might seem to be for someone who is watching from the outside, it seems difficult to them only and only because they don't share that passion. They don't understand how somebody can get excited about sitting and looking at a test tube and seeing what's happening in it. But ask the one who understands that. Ask the one who genuinely enjoys doing that. So that is the reason why Allah Subhanahu wa Taala sent us into this world, to be engaged in serious activities about which we are passionate and which are thoroughly and completely enjoyable. We don't even count the number of hours we spend doing those activities. We just do them, and they are a source of great happiness for us. And at the same time, we are doing and creating something which is good, something which is beneficial for all of mankind. And that's the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us, when He said, كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَتَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ. So therefore, we have to understand this, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is warning us again and again. And every time one of the most common and the most, what should be the most powerful warnings, is when somebody passes away, when somebody dies. And I am thinking about this since Saturday. When my mother passed away, and the question is that, which is, what did I learn from this, and what am I supposed to be doing with this thing that happened in my life? The passing away of somebody is obviously a tragedy, because you feel the pain of it, but at the same time, it is nothing unnatural. It is something which was to happen, which happened at exactly the right time, because that was the time when it was supposed to happen. It could not have happened a minute before, or a second later. So everything is happening according to the Qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we are pleased with the Qadr of Allah. We don't just accept it, we are pleased with it. We say, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. So that is not the issue. The issue is, therefore, what else? It's not just a matter of feeling sad about it. The issue is saying, what do we learn from this? And one of the first things we learn from this is the meaning of this ayah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us a reminder, giving us a wake-up call. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that, where are you going? Aina tathabun, where are you going? What do you think you are doing? You were sent for a purpose. Are you fulfilling that purpose? Did you give some thought to that? Am I fulfilling this purpose? Are you just running around so-called enjoying yourself in this activity or that activity. Now, the enjoyment activity doesn't necessarily have to be something which is destructive in itself. I'm not talking about, you know, smoking pot or something and lying in a dead faint on the floor. I'm talking about even activities which are done for enjoyment, which might be beneficial in themselves. For example, you know, you do some physical activity, you spend a lot of time playing football or cycling or trekking or walking or whatnot. But the point is, at the end of that, what constructive thing did you do? I mean, you did something for your body, which is constructive, which is good, but what else? And also, if you were engaged in that activity and that was a source of dhikr for you, alhamdulillah, inshallah, then it's beneficial and one must do that. But consciously, one should think about that and do that and say, well, I'm doing this for the to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to marvel at His creation, and so on. So that's very important. So when we are engaged also in activities which are in themselves beneficial, physically, for example, we must be engaged also in seeing what does it do for my heart, what does it do for my spirit. It's very, very important to understand this. When we talk about holistic development of people, usually what all that we really mean is some academics and some physical activity. And we consider this to be holistic. It's not holistic at all. It's just still one piece. Worse than that is, of course, purely academics, which is even, you know, that's even more deficient. But even if you put in physical activity, it is still not holistic, because what happens to your emotions? What happens to your spirit? I mean, the human being is not just a physical body which has to be fed and kept warm and clean. The human body is also the spirit. The human body is also the ruh. The human body is also the qalb, the seat of emotion and intellect. And what are we doing about those things? What are we doing about developing our spirit? What about food for the ruh? What about food for the qalb? All of these things are part of our physical and mental and spiritual development. And when we say holistic development, we have to take all of these into account. And this is what the Quran is doing. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is doing. This is what we learn from the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that we must focus on the entire person. The rights of the body, the rights of the spirit, the rights of the qalb, and fulfill those rights. And it's therefore the right of the spirit that we remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because the food of the spirit, the food of the soul, is the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what are we doing with regard to that? And that's why this wake up call, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that the time is drawing near and you are engaged in play. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to heed these calls, these wake-up calls, and to actually wake up and to do something about our lives before it is too late. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us and to guide us and to be pleased with us and to save us from ourselves and from our own sins and our own difficulties that we create for ourselves. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to deliver us from that and to enable us to do that which is pleasing to Him and never to be displeased. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika arhamar rahimin.